Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Zariyat. Primarily, there is one narrative in this regard which is reported by two different chains of narration. One of them is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, and the other one is in Salawi's Tafsir. As I said, the text of both these narratives is the same, and I'll read out this text to you before I communicate to you the problems which are found in the chain of narration of both these narratives. The text reads, "Man qara surata waz-zariyat a'taahu Allahu ashra hasanatin bi'adadi kulli rihin habbat wa jarat fid dunya," which means that the Almighty will grant a person the reward of 10 pious deeds for every wind which blew on the face of the earth to a person who reads and recites Surah Az-Zariyat. Now, this narrative has been regarded to be concocted and fabricated by Hafiz ibn Hajar, and perhaps the reason for this is the existence of two very weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following comments recorded in his book Tehzeeb al-Kamal. So, thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says about Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini that he is laysa bishay. Another opinion that Yahya has about him is that Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosli says that he's laysa bi hujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayru siqa. Now, Abu Zurra and Imam Abu Hatim say that he is Za'if. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash regard him to be matruk. Another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is that he's laysa bi siqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu Qasim al-Bughvi says, Za'iful hadith chiddan. And Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash also says that he's a kazab, that he's a great liar. Now, as far as the other narrative is concerned, this narrative is, I should also like to point out the fact that this narrative and the previous one which I just discussed, both of them are from Ubay ibn Ka'b. He reports from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Salawi's narrative was under discussion. And as far as this narrative is concerned, it too has a lot of problems. Thus, for example, one of them is the fact that Nafil ibn Raqim, which is the narrator, in this narrative is a person who is unknown. You don't have any information about him. And then there are two other narrators about whom our authorities of Rijal say that they're extremely weak. One of them is Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judaran, and the other one is Nu ibn Abi Maryam. Now, as far as Nu ibn Abi Maryam is concerned, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following information about him in his book Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in says about him that he's laysa bishayi wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Imam Abu Zurra says that he's Za'if al-Hadith. And Imam Abu Hatim, Imam Muslim, Imam Abu Bashar al-Dulabi, and Imam Darqutni say that he's Matruk al-Hadith. And Imam Bukhari says that he is Munkar al-Hadith and Zahib al-Hadith. And Imam Hakim says that he's a person who concocts narratives which relate to the blessings of reading the Quran. And of course, we know that this is one of them. So this information should be enough to tell us that this narrative, of course, cannot be relied upon, and it cannot be correctly attributed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all in all, we can say that both these chains of narration are extremely weak. Regarding the first, we already have the comments of Hafiz ibn Hajar that he says that he's concocted. And regarding the second one, we know that because of the existence of these three narrators, it too cannot be relied upon. So therefore, we have to totally ignore these narratives. And the best way to reap the blessings of reading a surah is, as I always say, to have a living relationship with that surah. And that can only be achieved if we understand the meaning of the surah, if we reflect upon these meanings, and also if we communicate these meanings to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.